The Torah in Parshas Bereishis teaches us about the first Shabbos. The first Shabbos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The Pasuk says, Ki Vayishavas Mikom Malachdai Ashebar Lekim Lasois. The Pasuk says, Ki Shesh Shem Asos Hashemayim Es Oretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in the 6 days. And on Shabbos, Ki Vayishavas Kom Malachdai Ashebar Lekim Lasois is the day that he rested. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh explains that how we to understand what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days and on Shabbos it came to completion. So he says that when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world and then bringing Shabbos, he says, what ki boy bara? The Pasuk says that Hashem stopped the creation. Hashem completed the creation in 6 days. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu completed the creation in 6 days, how are we to understand when the Pasuk says that he created, that on Shabbos, Shabbara Lekim Lasos, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create on Shabbos? So he explains that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in Shabbos is extremely profound. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, he created the world in a way that the world can only exist for 6 days. And after 6 days, the world no longer has the ability of continuing. And what Shabbos does, is Shabbos gives the world the ability to go on for another 6 days. And that's what Shabbos does, and that's what every Shabbos, every year, since the creation of the world has accomplished, that the world should be able to continue. And with that, he says, the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yotes on the base says, Kol Mekadosh, anybody who makes Kiddush on Friday night, and he says, V'yichulu, kilu nasa shutav la'kadosh baruch hu b'maseh bereishis. When a Jew says V'yichulu Friday night, and when a Jew makes Kiddush Friday night, what actually is happening is that he's becoming a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation of the world. And there's so many obvious questions. The world is already created. How could you become a partner in the creation of a world that already exists? And of course, the other question is, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need us to be his partners in the creation of the world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is able and has all the power in the world, needs Klal Yisrael to be his partners in the creation of the world. How are we to understand this Maimer Chazal? But the answer, says Dor HaChaim HaKadosh, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed, as we said, only created the world that it could exist for 6 days. And when Shabbos comes, the world cannot continue. And the only power that gives the world the ability to continue is when Klal Yisrael observes Shabbos. That's why he says the Gemara Masechet Yuma, that Pehei on the base teaches us, that if Chas V'Shalom, somebody is not well on Shabbos, the Gemara tells us, Chalalo of Shabbos Achas, V'mechalo one Shabbos, Kedei Shishma Shabbos Harbei. And the question is, why is it so vital that we need that this one person, who unfortunately is not well, to continue to survive, that he, in order that he should be able to continue to be Shomer Shabbos, to keep Shabbos? And the answer is, because every person who's keeping Shabbos is really keeping the world alive and keeping the world existing. And therefore, the need for every person to be Shomer Shabbos and the need to have somebody Shomer Shabbos is so vital to the existence of the world. We all know the famous Perek in Tehillim that starts with the words Mizmah Shir L'Yom HaShabbos Tov L'Hodos L'Hashem U'Lazamer L'Shimcha Elyon. The question, and the Medrash says that this Perek of Tehillim Adam HaRishon recited on Shabbos, and the Brisk Rav asks an obvious question. The Perek is the most beautiful Perek, but the Perek doesn't speak about Shabbos. The first sentence begins with Mizmah Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, and indeed begins with the word of Shabbos. But the rest of the parak, Toiv Lohidus L'Hashem, Luzam L'Shimcha Elyon, L'Agav Abayke Chazdecha, to speak about the world, but there's nothing about Shabbos in that parak. So why is it called the Mizma Shir L'Yoyim HaShabbos? And perhaps based on this Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, we could answer that question posed by the Briska Rav. Yes, the parak doesn't speak about Shabbos. The parak speaks about the world, the creation of the world, the existence of the world. And according to what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh taught us, is that Shabbos is what keeps the world continuing. So, of course, it's the Mizmah Shel Yom HaShabbos. Any parak that declares and speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's supervision of the world, we don't even understand how this world operates. So what are we in the creation of the world? The answer is that we are very much part of the creation of the world. The Mizmah Shel Yom HaShabbos is because if there was no Shabbos, there would be no world. And there would be no manifestation of the Kvod Shemayim that exists in the creation of the world. And therefore, we sing on Shabbos about the beauty of this world that is all connected to the creation of Shabbos. But how does a Jew observe Shabbos properly in a way that the Shabbos should be able to continue helping the world survive? The Medrash, the Tana de Be'el Yoh says, Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell Klal Yisrael in the Chumash, like Safti L'cham Teroi Soloyim Mush Sefer Torah Zami Picham. The Pasuk doesn't say in Chumash that we have to be learning Torah all the time. And the reason is because it's not possible for us to learn all of the time. We have all these other obligations and responsibilities that come with life. But says the Medrash, Av Pishatam Oiskim B'Malach Kol Shishi Yomim, even though you are preoccupied all 6 days of work, days of the week working, Shabbos Yasa Kula Torah. The Shabbos should be devoted to Torah. Mekan Oimru. Yashkim Adam V'Yishna B'Shabbos. A person should get up and learn on Shabbos. V'yelech Beis HaKnesses L'Beis HaMedrash. He should go to the Beis HaKnesses L'Beis HaMedrash. V'yikur V'Torah. He should learn Chumash. V'Yishna B'Naviyim. He should learn Nach. V'akach Yelech L'Beis HaMedrash. And then he should go home V'yoyich V'Yishna. Shabbos is a day for learning Torah. And the Pasha Pshat is because all week long we're so busy and we don't have the ability to learn Torah that much. But Shabbos, we don't have an excuse. As the Pasuk I saw, the Chidah explains, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Ayin Hei Pasuk Gimel, Ke'ekech Moyed Ani Misharim Eshbat. The Pasuk says, I take Moyed, I take a Yontif, Ani Misharim Eshbat, and I judge people based on that. And of course, what is Pshat in that Pasuk? Explains the Chidah that all week long, the person has an excuse. Well, I don't have time to learn. I'm so busy. But now, Shabbos comes, Moed Yontif comes, Chol HaMoed comes, when he's not busy. And now let's see how you spend your free time. If you spend that time that you do now have available learning, so that is a proof that any time you would be able to learn, you would indeed learn. But if you spend that time doing other things, so then your excuse that I'm busy falls away. Ki ek ach moyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I look at the moyed, I look at the Shabbos and Yontif, and based on what you do on those days, ani misharim eshbat, that's the way I judge who you really are. But maybe the pshat, why learning Torah on Shabbos is so critical, because since we know that, as we've been saying, that Shabbos is the key of Olam, Shabbos is what keeps the world existing, and Torah is what keeps the world existing. So if Shabbos and Torah are so connected that, of course, as much as we have the obligation of Agisa Bayom V'Layel to learn Torah all of the time, that cannot be compared to the Torah that we have to learn on Shabbos, because the Torah we learn on Shabbos is what gives an existence to the world. I saw that the Ksav Sofer's minig custom was that every Shabbos morning, or very early Shabbos morning, we get up 3 a.m. and have designated Talmidim who he would learn with for hours before going to shul Shabbos morning. And one of the Talmidim whom he learned with was the designated person that was supposed to make sure that there was the lights on in the room where they would learn so that they could spend those hours, which were obviously still dark, learning. One of the Talmidim one week was lazy and he didn't have the will, the desire to get up early Shabbos morning. So he had to come up with a plan what to do. So what he decided to do was that he's supposed to put on the lights. He wouldn't put on the light. And when the Ksav Sofer would come to wake up the Talmidim to go learn, he would see that the lights are off and they would all have to go back. They all would continue sleeping. There's no ability for him to learn. And that's exactly what happened. The Ksav Sofer got up. He went to wake up the Talmidim to go learn and go into the room to learn. And then he sees the room is dark. And that Talmud reports that the Ksav Sofer was so distraught and so upset that they would lose out that special learning that he could have had Shabbos morning. He just began to sob and cry and be really upset at the Bittul Torah, especially the Bittul Torah of Shabbos. And from when the Talmud saw his Rebbe, the Ksav Sofer's reaction to not being able to learn on Shabbos, and from then on he said, I will never, Chas v'Shalom, cause that my Rebbe, the Ksav Sofer, should not be able to learn on Shabbos, nor will I ever myself not take the wonderful opportunity that one can have to learn on Shabbos and waste time and not do so. We should all have the schus of indeed being Shomer Shabbos properly, with learning Torah properly on Shabbos, and like that we will be zoicha to the Yom Shekulei Shabbos b'mehera b'yameinu.